before we start the share, I think it would be appropriate to mention here Matre Schwinger. Mark Schwinger used to come to the share, I think, since it started. I think it started some 30 years ago. Something like that. Yeah, so I never missed a share. And when he did, it's a good ganze geschafft. A ganze, what I heard from him, a ganze vachfadim, a ganze vachnuchdim. He was very upset to miss a share. And, it's very sad he missed. I would like to chatsch this share, so then, in Indian Shmosek, asher noch. Aber, So, last week, last week we started, and it was a bit pushed up. I think there are a few gaps left from what we said last week, which I'd just like to fill. It was a big shock. The Welt sucht, that the Malach HaMoves has got a muzzle. Nobody ever blames him. You don't blame him. You find the... What?
They blame the doctor.
Everything to blame. No, Malach HaMoves is okay. He's never blamed. Yeah? And there was... I don't get the Zeit. Das versteht. Steht in alle... I just thought that from Rabbi Socha, no?
Front,
yeah. This week's Seder, I don't know, he talked about second guessing, what do you call it? Second guessing. He says, had I done such a thing or gone to such a place, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah? The Gemara tells that story about Shlomo Malach. Yeah, that you have these two suffering who had to die, and he didn't know what to do, because they had to be in a certain place. He didn't know this, Shlomo Malach. So he got them transported by a shed to a place where nobody dies. And as they came just before that city, they died, because that's where they're supposed to be to die. So, had I not gone, pinch for cats. That's the reason why he went, because he had to die there. So, I'm not forgetting. As Pshet. Yeah, there's his mom. Yeah. I forgot a mass last week about the Chaznish of the Gezuch from the Bisham of Chofetz Chaim, about somebody came to him and asked for a bruch to be Masliach with his chinuch. So he said to him, I think I didn't mention the person, but I said to him, You want to be Masliach? Go and sell your hat and hire a good melanda for your children. As if it's a Masliach time for the kinder. That's what I was saying. That's the gabba beit na brocha. Right, it's a chiddush. It's a shikha chiddush. But there's a second Indian, which the Mishabura brings. Play Mishabura. Sorry, Mishabura's never playing. Mishabura. Mishra says in Sim Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph thought. Was be done. Yeah. Some members I see cut and youths. Them Shabura. Dit is nog genoeg. De Birsa Torah is. Are we saying Birsa Torah? Als je een chum zegt, we zullen nu. Zo bij Ashkenazim we zeggen. Laat ik bedoel Birsa Torah. Bij de Sfadim we zeggen. Al die Torah. We haren even nog en was je we gaan doen. Dus je moet gaan. Dat is posit. Zoek dan eens je broer. This is one of these few Shabruas, which is just his own words. Yeah, he doesn't bring from anybody. So the Tumid Tia Tfilah Sa'av Ho'aim Tfilah Dachin Yohum Bitten Bruchas weiß nicht Chavos Chanas Awek gemacht aber Bruchas aber Tfilah Dachin Yohum the Tumid Zog the Shabruah the Tumid Tia Tfilah Sa'av Ho'aim Shaguro Bifiam. Parents should be considered daven, this fellow al b'nehem, to be daven for the children. She you learn the Torah. They should be learn the. They should learn Torah and be with tzaddikim, u'balim midas tovus. V'chaven ma'oid, and a person should be very mechaven. V'birchas avo rabo, when you say avo rabo in the morning. V'birchas Torah. When you say Birchas Torah every day, or Shoshi Oimrim, when we say V'nia Anachnu V'tzetzoinu, when we spell for our children, they should learn. V'chein Kishu Oimer B'uvod Tzion, and another place in Davening where you say Uvod Tzion, when you say L'man L'niga L'orik V'loinei L'dav B'holo, we shouldn't mitcha ourselves in Chinuch of our children. And have children which will be for nothing, who won't reach the mats of the Madriga that should reach. So you see from here, we see it's not good enough just the chinuch. About the chinuch, it doesn't happen. Without the chinuch, geht nicht. Aber the chinuch without tefillah, geht euch nicht. And tefillah ohne chinuch, geht avada nicht. You need both. But therefore, the chinuch, the right chinuch, and you need the tefillah. We need tefillahs. We don't have this problem, like I say this. I think this took from Matsu. I didn't see last week. Matsu was a chinuch. If we translate the Rocha, it sounds different. Often, if you look at the Siddur, not B'Shas Davening, you'll see much more than when you say B'Shas Davening. I don't even see it. So open the Siddur in the middle of the day sometime. I read through a bit. You see, it looks different. Yeah, so it's more Zaftik. What's the reason why people go off learning? Because they don't have the time in learning. Not the time. Bemis learning should be as azach like the famous Arachama Kodesh in Parshas Kisoi, that if people understood the geshmak and the tam of Lumina Torah, who mishtagim, they would go crazy over it. They'd go out of their mind. They wouldn't think of anything else but learning. As I Agavat Arachama Kodesh was samacht b'chalatoyv. So to find the geshmak, why? A thousand reasons, but one of the main reasons is because there are too many other things, distractions, which are more geschmack, or seem to be more geschmack. So it's interesting. I saw at the beginning of computers, before the internet existed. Yeah, some people think now the new generation today think internet is going since Mouse of Horatius came out, but it's before that. There were, I don't remember, there were discs. Discs. Ah, you could see a disc of the Yom HaTfila, and you could see a disc of this. Als Heilige Sachen, Gewaltige Sachen. Over that destroyed a huge amount of Geschmack and Cheshik of children in learning. Why? Very simple. I saw this written by Mechanchim in Eretz Yisrael, who are big mumchim. He said, because when you learn a Gemara, you learn a Gemara, shteit, the words, Gewaltig. But when you're used to seeing things in action, you see pictures and things happening, going, the Gemara becomes boring. It's just black and white pages. Yeah, it's not nothing moving. So nobody's yet invented a Gemara with... They all said, you can tell straight away in a class of children which are exposed to discs and which are not. As I was looked, and they say they wrote there. I still got this magazine from a long time ago. It's incredibly, incredibly difficult to tell children you can't look at anything. It's a kimatish meglich. But medaf at least mispalel zayin. So that's why mispalel v'harev no Hashem lekin after v'sir aschol. Make that the divrei Torah that we learn zozan geshmak. Not just time we learn, because if you time learn and it's boring, it's not geshmak. So now the tefillah has got even stronger because of these distractions. So you've got to be mispalel that these distractions shouldn't have this negative effect of making it boring. Have it shen kiktus. I'm not talking about anything wrong, but it distracts from and detracts from the geschmack of learning and the learning. So mebeit v'harevno tzetzeinu tzetzei kolam chobesh yisrael. We ask for every yid, not just for our own children, for every yid. That was the toichen of his shmuz, was a 40-minute shmuz. That toichen is hagavaltig, come to think of it. Because, tell you why, because we all, again, like I said before, blaming. We always find other people to blame. What's that? Maybe we could all blame ourselves. For every carbon, never was fault. We've got to blame ourselves. Actually, we weren't mispalel for them properly. We weren't mechaven. Shteit, tzetzoi, amchob, beis, amchob, beis. We're davening for all Yiddish kinder. No. Actually, such a good answer, richtig. Actually, your extra bit of tefillah would have helped. So we daven mechaven them, but tefillah, but in these places, which the Mishavur says, by Avravo, and Birch Satoira, and when you say le'nimal le'nigal le'rikum le'nedel le'beholam means Allah, not just ourselves, everybody. That must be said. So this is a wichtige nekuda. And we think tefillah is icing on the cake. It's not. Tefillah is an essential part of hatzlach in anything and everything. So this stuff not in tefillah. So we're talking from being matzliach. We limit that Torah for ourselves, but for one's children even more. That must be said. They're always in a matter of danger. B'rashi v'tzitzach. We're saying the lessons later. So the tefillah, so Birch HaTorah in the morning, again, Birch HaTorah in the morning, that's Chopshan, Zogun B'Kavona. You're asking for the future of Klal Yisrael, not just them. The also the Klal Yisrael is only that. Also Klal Yisrael is, to be, that the Zan learned the Torah. And Yehdi Shimchon. So those are the Mishmur, push it to Vata. Yeah, to be swallow, that our children should be learned the Torah, Tzadikim, Valim, the Torahs, and we will have these three Burchas, Avarabo, Birch HaTorah, and Leman Leuniga Lerik, will enable Nabihol in the Volatzin. So this is the Mishmur, push the Mishmur. Chelik Aleph, Yetzim, Mem Zain, Sivkot Nyud. That's a wichtige Nekuda. And the Fiat Fille, wird man sehr sein, jetzt schon. Das ist schön, that's one thing. So, noch eine Kuda, which one has to speak about, which he brings here, in which Rav Yaakov Meir Stern, Shlita. he brings here, this was the second sefer he wrote, he's written a lot of Sforim, Ma'aroch HaVeh, HaRizik HaTam HaKochum, Veltir, the Bezen film, Ma'arozen, and other books of him, HaRizik HaTam HaKochum. So he wrote this sefer on Hilchos Melamdim. The first sefer was on Hilchos Safras, which is well known, Mishnas HaSefer, other writing that all those learned to do with Safras, well, canon the sefer. But he writes in Hagdoma, he brings that, this is a very, very important nakuda. Very often, most often, and kemat, I think always, when one looks for a mechanach, one looks for, I want to get my child in the cheder where there's the best mechanachim. Sorry, we don't say mechanachim, best melamdim. Best melamdim. So we think the best moysid is the moysid that's got the best teachers, those who can teach best. There's a lot in it, v'shteitzach. You want to go to the best teachers, v'shteitzach. Oh, but it doesn't follow that the best teachers, a good teacher is somebody who can teach knowledge. He can teach ideas, he can teach nocha blat gemora, nocha ptoises, nocha ktois, nocha whatever it is. Oh, but as a teacher, it doesn't follow that teachers are mechanach. That means, what's a mechanach? To be a mechanach, you first got to understand the child. You got to understand a kid, understand what's his problem if he can't concentrate, if he can't learn, if he's an action, if he misbehaves. Why is he doing all this? You got to understand the child. That's the first thing. And according to how you understand him, avatimus. If it's an action, as looking at his action. So get some of the Rebbe's nerves. The Rebbe has got to learn the skills, how to handle this actionness, and how to channel it in the right way. Because if it's channeled in the right way, if it's not Tamil Chochum, if it's not Masmid, if it's not Shem Tamil Mizus, it's actionness. Stuck with actionness. He'll use actionness for the right thing. And Kehenu v'Kehenu. So there's a lot of. I remember when I started off the yeshiva, there's a story here, in Toshin Nun Ho. And hey, end of the hey. I remember we got an application from a bucha, a 15-year-old bucha, in a yeshiva for younger bochim in London. I remember Reb Chaim Vozner, he mitched him on a kid of just 15. He had a distinction having been thrown out of two different yeshivas katanas. Now, a kid of 15 to be thrown out two shoes because it's supposed to be a monster, no? So, there was nothing monsterish about it. He was a nice boy. He had problems. Let's call it buchish problems. I'll leave it at that. Sure, no problems. A gewaltige yeshiva, it's a typical example of what I'm saying. A gewaltige yeshiva, magid yeshiva, mamash, muflogi teure, tamad chachomim, gewaltige shalzing. They had no idea what the pshat in a bochur is. They want to take only bochum who are normal. Yeah, how do you measure that exactly? Yeah, it's got to fit in a certain parameters. Every child is different. They didn't know how to handle him, had no idea. Push no idea. What's the idea? To throw him out. The Baal Zemim did him. To throw out his gornish as I push his ach, and to din in the fushes bems. Of Al Kafunim, they didn't know. So throw him out. So Matmech Kimisha, please take him. So I took him, we took him. And you know what? Within a few weeks, we sorted him out. He got sorted out. He's fine. He's got a fine bucha, a tire bucha. Nothing wrong with him. He's a bucha. He's allowed to be a bucha. And he had problems, so he got sorted out. But you've got to understand that. So when you want to open a yeshiva, it's not enough to have a yeshiva or talmud, whatever it is, to have people who can teach. You've got to have people who understand, or at least should be other people there, who understand if there's a problem with the child, to understand the child and to know how to handle him and how to sort him out and how to bring him out in the right way. And that's something which failed in Asach Moistus. Yeah, so Gewaltige Shir Givers of not Machanchim. It doesn't follow. So does the richtige Machanchim. Richtige Machanchim. And the Machanchim has got to be somebody who's got patience and who's got understanding and knows how to handle a bucha. He knows what's his problem. People. It's parents as well. Chazon found parents, forget at a certain age, you forget what it was like to be 10, 12, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, and that age, parents forget. And they can't cope with the children. They forget they have the same problem themselves at that age. And forget. What are you talking about? He's a kid. He's going through the normal thing of an adolescent or a teenager, whatever it is. Schreist, Hosteinus. Get advice if you can't think about it yourself. Oh, but don't be negative. Now listen, I'll cut that in a minute. Rather than second more ringing. So it's a wichtige sach to find the right melamdim and mechanchim. Combination of both to be masiach and Talmud Torah. Otherwise, because that kills our children. Mamsh, mechang tarei kinder. Forget. From Kama mentioned this, I think I mentioned this already once, I'm not sure in this year, but I heard it from a few people, the Master Gimel Chaznish, at the Chaznish, at the Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva went to the Chaznish and complained to Chaznish, he said, Rosh Hashiva, I'm not getting Shachan Geld. But the Chaznish goes, yeah, yeah. Who knows how many Neshomas you kill off in Yeshiva, so the Rosh Hashiva not getting Golos. Aritzeach, beshoigig. Hat er nicht gesucht. A bissl scharf, ja, a bissl mordern a bissl. Aber zusammens. Ja. Ich weiß, Jingeleit, not Jingeleit anymore, than Zedes, Shemo, who are still suffering now, years and years and years later, from the way they were treated in the Chede, and the most of they were when they were 10, 12, 15. Das ist eine gefährliche Sache. So it's very important that the child goes to Moisad where there's understanding what a kind is and how to sort out his problems. A child is like a young tree, you can shape it the way you want. So if you shape it, if the right people are there, so this is a very wichtige Sache. So I want to chazon the shtick the Gemara, Ramas. First of all, when the state in Level Yom for Bella Lopian Zichoni Rocha, states that he, Edwin Mordik Eisgabit in this, when he got angry with a child, once he was angry with a child, he was angry with a child once, and it took him 2 weeks before he told him off. What do we do? You're angry with a child? Show him and. Well, what do we do? We'll come to that later, whether there's a head to what we do or not. Of a straight to reaction! Straight to reaction! First is not to react. Vayismamo, yeah, we had Shalshelis. Vayismamo, Parsha Vayero, Vayismamo. Yeah. Delay. React, not now. Tomorrow. By the time tomorrow comes, you've already cooled off a bit. Then Vayomar. Then the second Shalshelis, the Vayomar. You can say it. You can say it more relaxed. The Domus is hanging in that straw that work on that system. That no Rebbe is allowed to punish any child unless there's been a conference first between three appointed people. They've got to decide whether this child deserves some kind of a, whatever it is, a punishment, not punishment. We'll come to that later. And then, and only then, when it's decided that yes, so 2-3 days later, this child gets his punishment. That's a different kind of punishment. And it's explained to him why he's getting the punishment. He knows why. And he understands and accepts. How much, one hears it so often, how much damage is done by teachers or parents giving a punishment immediately, in immediate reaction, in a temper, and the child feels how unfair it is. And that feeling of unfairness stays with him for years and years and years and years. Again, a Meister Dornstadt a few years ago, where Reb Shalom Zucher, again, somebody's a victim of Zahasat Rebbe, and this Rebbe walked into the Shalom Zucher and he was sitting there. And this boy, he saw red. He was more than a boy then, he was older. But he saw red, and he went for this Rebbe, Ad Shvoich Dam, Fertig Vracht. He just lost himself. But it stays. And the Kirchner is from the Kishkas, the Meister. So, think the rebellion took 2 weeks before he felt that he had no anger and no tan against his child, and only then did he turn him off. Now, there's no examination for people to pass to become a parent. It's not been invented yet. Not yet, come. On the world, it's not in Jean. But that's a thing which people aren't trained for. Nobody trains for that. Which can yeshiva, as far as I know, no yeshiva, no sam, no moisit, nothing. No cradle, nothing. Aber, madaf slam. Where do you learn it? Choisish, daf. Treffen, wie zu lernen, das ist auch madaf slam. Madaf slam. Aber, there's a yisod. The yisod is not to be merachik. The yisod of not to be merachik. In halocha zetundot, in the halocha zetundot, there's a halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the mitzvah al kol chochem Yisrael, the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the mitzvah al kol chochem Yisrael, the lamed is kol hatamidim. Kol hatamidim. What's the Rambam mean with kol hatamidim? So you could say, no. All the Talmidim who are Hagudim, who are befitting to teach them Torah. Not those who are not befitting. That's not called Talmidim. And you should say, Talmidim are Hagudim. And not those who are not Hagudim. The two of the Machab leave out the words Kol. It's not. As in Mekdon, Rav Yaakov Meir. Mekdon is unsafe. But, what do you do? Zogt er gewalt, a push, a hezo, was is mama, ja, klo, zacht, ach, zeg. Because steht in Zun, Rishm, and Wolf. If you go here, there in front of you, Zun, Rishm, and Wolf, Siv Zayn. The Mechavas Paskins, this thing, this halacha, Ein melamdin Torah le Talmud she'en ehogun. One doesn't and one shouldn't teach Torah to a Talmud who's not hogun, who's not, that's in English, not hogun? Not, a bit more than suitable, actually. Not suitable for learning Torah, let's say. It doesn't mean, it's very dangerous to say that, yeah? As he goes on a nishkut derech, he goes off the derech. That's a pshat person. Elo machzirin oisin mutav. So what do you do? Throw him out? Steht nicht. Machzirin oisin mutav. You try your best to bring you back on the right derech. Umanhigin oisai b'derech yeshor. You try to guide him in the correct path, in the correct way. This is not a guide on chinuch. This is a shchunuch. A Rabbi Chava in shchunuch. And then uboit kemoisoi, and you check him out, make sure that he's catching on and he's going on the right derech. V'chakach, after that, machnisin oisle b'samedrash. Then you let him come to the b'samedrash from London moisoi. And you teach him. Zogun the Paskim, the Pshat is like the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus states that Rav Gamliel, he had the control. You could not come into the Semedrash to learn unless you passed the test. Were you Talmud Hogun or not? When Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah was made Nosi, he took away those testers. He opened the doors, flung the doors wide open, Koloritz and Linmoid, anyone's coming to learn, they'll come and learn. Even though a lot of people came and the Bismarck was flooded and became overcrowded because everybody came in. So the tour calls that a Talmud who's stam. We don't know. We don't know who he is. We don't know whether Gitjav, Richter, Gedarech, Nisha. We've not seen any signs of wrong with him, but neither have we seen any signs of right with him. They call it Tam. Yeah, Tam. He's a closed book. Weiß nicht. Wie geht man lernen? Oh, but if he's Tam Shein Hogun, he can't come and learn the Besmerish. But it doesn't mean he can't come and learn. It means, Machzirin Oysen Amutav, Manhigin Oysoy, Bedarech Yishoro. What can I say? So he needs special tuition. What we call today? Special tuition. As enough machen. Dosh te dun shomor. And then, if he's found to be suitable, then he can come and learn. Aber Merachav zah nisht. You can't say, you're no good farmer, I said, Chaim Shalom, find something else. This is for those who are involved in these kind of things and know it, or worse maybe than that, or as bad as that, is he applies for I'm effort nicht. Keep him hanging and hanging for weeks and weeks and months. This is, besides being an inyadin, it destroys the child. Besides the parents and besides the ganze mishpocha, destroys the child. The child feels. They have to tell you what he feels. It's clear what he feels. How do you expect such a child to survive that? You're very delicate, and you kill your mouth. Push it, mahagat avek. What's the answer for them? Weiß ich nicht, because there's nobody who gives a psak on that. Kind of passing nicht. Herzlich nur, wer soll suchen? Aber it's nicht, aber es steht klar, ja, es ist doch halochische Sachen, Guidelines for this kind of thing. Macht Cheshbonis, I can't take him in my moisture because then so and so won't send us. Is that Cheshbon? So it's gehalten? In Oibia, who passes it? Somebody's in the Gerber Dover, the Rosh HaMoisid. I should have known an independent Bezdin for that. Don't call it Bezin, sounds as well. Independent committee. Aber man passt auf den Forschers with the Negis. It's the Klum, not the Negis. No. Davon a proper deal. And this Merachim line is a gefährliche Sache. The Gemara brings. The Gemara brings in Seite, the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says, "Matonish Merachim line." One of the misses, one of the reasons that Elisha died, one of the three things that he did was considered wrong, was that he was merachik gechazi b'shteyadayim. Gechazi did very wrong things. Oh, but to be doing b'shteyadayim, b'shteyadayim. Oh, that's tarnished. And for that, that was one of his ancient for that. That he couldn't live further in this world because it was merachik him b'shteyadayim. But there's another person. So the consequences of the richuk of gechazi, no. Rather, we're not going to shut up this. But it didn't have a lasting historical effect on Klal Yisrael. I don't think so. But there's another person who Chazal have complained about the Merachikim. There's Yeshu, Oysa Ish. Yeah, Yeshu, Yashki. What's Egwin? Egwin a Talmud from Shub and Prachia. Yeah, it's a ganze Shaila. Well, there was one with the two Bevers. I worked out once. If you look in the history of it and the years, it's very possible that he was a Talmud of Rabbi Shub and Prachia in his younger years, and that there was a Yeshu at the time of Rabbi Shub and Prachia, another one years and years and years later towards the time of the just before the Chum Bis HaMikdash. So cool. So either there were two, or there was one who was. He lived maybe a long time. It's more mashma than he was too, because he was killed. About Kapunim, he was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Prachia. Do state Yeshu. There's one Yeshu. And the first one. He was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Prachia. And this Gemara, I was looking for it in my Gemara. I couldn't find it. And last night, I found it in my Gemara. I couldn't understand why not until I realized I was using a different Gemara. Yeah, I used the old Gemara, which is censored, it's been taken out. Yeah, last night I used the newer Shas, they put it back in again. This Yeshu, it was a Talmud of Shimon Prachia, Talmud, one of the earliest Tanoim. Yeah, Rav Shimon Prachia was for the earliest Tanoim. If you look in Perkei Avos, you can see, it comes right at the beginning, Perkei Rishon. That Talmud of Shimon Prachia. And he'd run away to Mitzrayim, and it was Shimon and Shetach got him to come back. Came back with his entourage, with his Talmidim. So we came to Nachsania, Shulchan came to Nachsania, and she made sure they had good accommodation. Gdei Yisrael, Mandigi Yisrael, Mamash, who were giving them a Sayyidah from the Kalatari Kulam, Midor Lodor, Rav Shimon Prachya, who was one of the Zugas. So Rav Shimon Prachya said, ah, this Nachsania is so beautiful. He meant the hotel. The hotel. But this Yeshu, he thought that he meant the Balabosta. She said, well, Balabosta, she's got round eyes. I said, ah, that's all changing. Tortoise. Her eyes are tortoise. She doesn't look beautiful at all. So Rav Shimon Prachya didn't even have a hammer of meaning that. But he said, Vos? Ah, Rosha, Shagets. That's what you're thinking about. Look at Bim Sakal Banoshim, Arois. They threw him out. And the state dot in the Gemara Aloshan that they threw him out and put him in the Cherim with Dalad Meir Shofas, Dachsechme, with 400 Shofas. Gemach the Cherim, Ois. So finished. He went, and it was over David Zora, and he did Kishuf, state dot, and all he did all the things with Kishuf. He used, it's become that he used the Shem. He went behind the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, to hear the Shem, and he wrote it down on his wrist, on Yom Kippur, and he used that Shem to do Kol Mitzvot Zachon, which he did. And then it was too late, but Pravit him to Machzizan B'Tshuva said, too late, B'Tshuva said to Rav Shimon Prachya, he taught us that HaKol HaChoyte U'Machti Es Yisrael is Ken Shemach Ken Tshuva. So he didn't think of the consequences of that Richuk. 2,000 years of existence in Golus, yeah, but all the Torahs, because of that Richuk, B'derech HaPoshut, because of him, they go on against the religion, and against the Maaseh, and the sin that the Klal Yisrael is Oid Yodah Netuyah of a great Neifen. It's got no better with the emancipation of Napoleon, the Gansa Maaseh, the United Nations don't help for that. The sin is though, yeah, I'm sure you're the sin of Yisrael. But for Marichuk, which Chazal on Tainus. Chazal HaKadoshim on Tainus as at that time what Marachah gave. Tosh Marachah zayn. I remember just now, I want to tell you, Zachos Choget from the Rosh Yiva, Zechon Yerbocha, coming back to Elisha, to Gechazi. As an interesting thing. Because she thought, what did Gechazi do? He was Marachah Talmidim from coming to the Smedrash. What did he do exactly? Steht nicht. Hat der Magister Rosh Yiva Zecheinu Baruch hat mir gesagt einmal, er steht ja, in Yerushalmi. Das ist Gemorre, der Gemorre in Seita, darf man sein, und Yerushalmi in der Gemorre in Bavli, Sanhedrin darf Kuf sein, und man weiß. And in Yerushalmi there, says what he did. Also you think, oh, he must have stood at the doorway, and then told everyone to go away. Nein, verkehrt. Gechazi gesessen by the door, outside the door of the Smedrash, sitting learning by small rabbi. More dick has mother. Gelernt. Koch zu gelernen. What was the outcome of that? That was a shtick. Everybody came to Yeshiva. The Herren, as Elisha geht zum Mashiach, do, nein? As a geheißen, so he has to do zettlich. They come. And they see the time the Shia is supposed to start. Gechazi, the Talmud Muvik of Elisha, sits in that. Ah, but it's not Shukan Shia. They went away. So, the Shia Yerushalmi, that means, so he didn't actively stop people learning Fakert. He actively learned to stop people coming to the Shia. Yes, he put on a show as if there's no Shia going on. Otherwise, if there was a Shia, he'd be sitting inside, not outside. And mainly, people thought there's no Shia. And Elisha, she sits up in the room with some of that. And as I, so you can see how it can be done in a subtle way. Yeah, to be mevatel Yidden for Lenin. Yeah, I go so in. I should have told me that again. I go in there and spoke from the Yerushalmi. Remember. But those are the thing. So the Richuk. So we see him being merachek in the first state of that Gemara says on that as tinnik yetzer isho in the zayin smol doicha we've been merachek for discipline purposes. Aber die Yemin, Yemin darf Makarov sein. Nicht nur so Sachen wie Rache sein Ganzen. Aber ich gehört von Belzerov, bis schon der Belzerov sich eine Woche, he said, ach, Chiddisch, ein Niflif in der Sache, aber he said at the time, just after the war, he said, that was true till the World War. Noch dem Lchumma, ist doch noch Yemin Makarov, aber das ist mal Deiche. Er hat gesagt, heintige da, der Chinnich in der Dorda sein, noch Yemin Makarov. Look what happens with small doicha. If you look at Rashi, on what the Gemara says, as Davzayin small doicha, you mean Makarov, he says, push your practice. If you frighten a child, you run off. If you frighten a woman, she run off. If you frighten anyone, many people have just go off. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous policy to be doicha. Too much. Heintiger Zeiten, anything is too much. It's just the same with Chama Mahalach. You've got to be careful. The fact the game. So the sides of chinuch, but that's the sod in chinuch. This is not in hilchos malam different. Just there's no other halachas in the Shulchan Aruch for hilchos parents. So it goes into parenting as well. We have all these big droshas and things about parenting. That must not know in Apo Gemaros. As you get all these sides of parenting. But as you want to mechanach your children, you want to send to the best moisters, but are you putting in your top and safe in your bits worth to make sure the child gets the right chinuch? You want to rely everything on the school. You've got to do your bit. And the other bit's got to be with seichel, have to understand your children. And if you don't understand them, get the expert to help you understand them. And be mechanech them, chanech them now pidakoi. There's no fixed, like we said before, that fixed image, fixed system. Thus, that is the derech. Every child is different. Says, I don't push it might. You got two children, same family, two brothers. Now the parents expect each one to be the top. But very rarely, each one's the fidakoi. It's come to the point now where Baruch Hashem, even the Goyse of Rosh Hashivas, they read themselves, they're children. They've got one book that they've learned, and another book that they've learned, because that's for him, that's the tachlis. There's a tachlis around Pakhan of Asanadish, where Kenish learned. It's happening more and more now. If you look around, you see. Yeah? If you look in the Parshas Mishpotim, the Aksav Sofer, Adat Torah, Parshas Mishpotim, where he writes, the drosha there, which he gave at the opening of a moisid for young boys, Yiddish kids, who couldn't learn, and we gemacht a moisid for them to learn a trade. We think nowadays, azazach, to do that, trade. Also, I'm telling you, Ksav Sefer, Shreit, as the Gwinazar moisid in Preshbog. And then he gave a drosha there, Matzak Efent. It's Gwinazarzach, it's not a new thing, it's not. You can't forget, as Nish, philosophers. And everybody wants to see more about that iron, Sefer Bris, from the and in Vilna from 200 years ago, er schreibt a ganze Stück of dem Perkidalov towards the end of them. Couldn't she be the ganze Sache? Yes, maybe at the late stage. Aber er hat a ganze Sache of them. Aber man darf verstehen. She says, yes, chan euch in Alpidakoi. Es geht daran, hüch ist chillig. So, es ist eine sehr wichtige Sache. Aber nicht verrachig sein. Aber nicht verrachig sein. Das ist eine sehr, sehr wichtige Sache. Nicht verrachig sein. So again, just coming back to the thing. There's a problem with the child in the chinuch. Everybody's to blame. The chayd is to blame, the talmud torah is to blame, the mashgiach, whatever. And apirov, and echol geger ramatisil, so zagazin, so said to me, I once said that I think he had to share. Nobody threw anything at me, but it's a dangerous thing to say. But it's gezukt, ramatisil to me gezukt. He said, and kimat every time, the people are to blame are the parents. Yeah, because they're not trying to understand the child. They're trying to make him fit into an image that they created for him. Asher's Nishfayim. Asher's Nishfayim. The Rebbe Shem made this child different to the other child. You've got to understand your child. This is a wichtige, wichtige Sache. So this gehört in Hilchos Malamdim, weil jeder parent is a Malamd. Richtig? The Blaib Gurwitch has gesucht about Drosha. The Blaib Gurwitch has gesucht, that's on tape, yeah, Drosha, gesucht in America. He says, why, when a person gets married, he's called Reb. Father Chas is not called Reb. Not the Chas is the Reb. Because Reb meant Rebbe. Once you're married, you're a teacher. You're teaching. You're teaching your wife, you're teaching your children, you're teaching people around you. You're having a hashpoa. You haven't got that kind of hashpoa. But once you're a married person, that's the mensch. Mr. River! Is it River? No? Nachgedenk, Mr. River. Jeder Mensch, Mr. River. Hat er gesagt. So, das ist. So, das verstehen, so like I said before. To be a rebbe, to be a malamed, you've got to be a mechanech. You can't be one without the other, but it's a failure. That's when beide koiches, and you don't know how to be, then the chois. Then the chois. Of a failure to understand that, and to live with that, and to be mechanech and live with that, is a massive problem. Some people are mechanech without, yeah? Some are satishmaya, special for souls, whatever it is. Oh, it's a dangerous, yeah. It's a dangerous thing to just hope for the best. The tilim is very richtig, like we said. The sid is very good, like we saw. Aber man darf the richtige Sachen, the richtigen ingredients. So this is these 2-3 million of chinuch you want to talk about. So talk about this bit. Oh, I'm not going to get it. Here's it. Yeah, but here we see a clear hadrocha in halocha. When the Rambam says that a person's chayev to teach, if he's able to, he's got the capacity to, and the knowledge to teach, he's got to teach. It's a chayev, it's a mitzvah. It's not an extra thing, it's not a, you look, a maila. It's a chayev deraisa. Don't be thinking. It's a chayev deraisa. If you are capable of giving a shiur, at whatever level, nishkanach kind of cool. You know, simple level to as well, individual. You're capable of teaching this person something which you wouldn't have, which you're the best person to teach him, or there's nobody else around to teach him. You've got a chiyuv as was a special pasuk for that. V'shinamtam lo v'necha v'dibartavom. Tosh Yeter Rambam. V'shinamtam lo v'necha, that's where we learn the chiyuv on every yid is to teach other people Torah, whoever it is, Gans Klal Yisrael. It's been aichem as to teach your children. V'shinamtam l'vanecho, zok Rashi in Chumash. How look Rashi in Chumash? V'shinamtam l'vanecho means talmidim. Push it tight. Rashi is up tight. Because you can't say it means Torah, children, because it's from Shtetchen. V'nimamtam l'vanecho is v'nechem. The Shtetchen. So what's this v'shinamtam l'vanecho? Talmidim are called bonim. So you ask sometimes, a person's asked to give a shiur, to teach somebody privately, whatever it is, shkanachvina. Have some mitzvahs. Are you able? You're capable? Have some mitzvahs tight? Yeah, obviously no, how much time? But Masi, you find time for other things, so you can find time for that as well. Some mitzvahs are say deraisa, chiv deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa, l'cholapos. If you're capable, there's a chiv to teach. So that's a chiv, nishta a midda toiva. It's a chiv, that we think, it's a deraisa. Again, ein chumash rashi. You have to come to Rashi. It's enough. I'll stay dort. Pasha Shema Vos Chanon. The way we said that nobody knows that Pasha Shema Vos Chanon because it's been as long. Yeah. But coach couldn't have time to teach your own child. It's also a big problem. How often do you sit down with your own children to learn? We already mentioned last week, but it's amazing how people expect the children to grow up whatever they dreamed them to be, on the rim, without the father's own input, grandfather. A grandfather, I said, Zohar Tshuva, I saw there's a Tshuva in my bit. Interesting Tshuva. I don't know, I can't believe the Tshuva in the morning. He said, there was a Shaila in the Chumos on Nebuch, a young woman became an Almona, and she had children, to Mechanach, and she wanted to go and live in a different town. And her Shver, that means the father was next to his father, so, no, I can't move from here. And I've got a mitzvah to teach my children. What? Grandchildren, yeah? A mitzvah to teach my grandchildren. And you're taking the children away from here, you're taking away my mitzvah, you can't do it. So I was a shayla. Can she do it? No, she can't do it. I got the children. I was a shayla la halacha. It's not some fight you go to legal courts for. It's halacha to shayla dus. Can this machen sinish? It's a great problem. Aber the grandfather darf reinlegen die Kirches. Darf nehmen mit einer Kirche. Darf nehmen die Kinder mit einer Kirche. Ja, das ist schwer. Sag mal, das ist schwer. Aber man darf sich zustimmen. So So that's what the Mechava says here. Mechava says in Sif Gimel, Kishem Shemitzu Lelamed Es Benoi, like there's a mitzvah to teach one's own son, Kach Mitzvah Lelamed Es Ben Benoi. There's a mitzvah to teach one's einikul, Shenema Vidatom Levonecho Vidishnei Vonecho. Your grandchild as well. And grandchild, I just want to bring this back from last week, grandchild means Nishkechilik, whether it's a son's son or a daughter's son. The nafkamina is only in Dinei Kedima. Of an etzem chiv, the actual chiv, every grandchild, the chiv. Then the Mechava says, v'loy leben v'loy bilvad, not just for a grandchild, and a mitzvah al kol chochom Yisrael. Anybody in Kal Yisrael who's enough of a chochom to teach other people, the lamed le'talmidim, to teach other talmidim. Shigam heim, they call him bonim. They also call bonim. There's a din kadima. If you can't do both, so you've got to teach your grandchild first. And after the child, then. Yeah. If the grandson or somebody else, then the grandson comes first. And the grandson before somebody else's child. Of a siddur achiv. Achiv to teach. Yeah, achiv to teach. Yes, so there'll be a petition after the end of the shiur for teachers. Yeah. Oh, aber es ist eine wichtige Sache. Noch ein klein bisschen. We also mentioned last week about the chayav lehaskir melamed levnoi, to pay for melamed for benoi. So the machlok is showing whether it's just to learn chumash or to learn ganz tanach. Rashi says just chumash, and most Rishonim say gan tzarach. There's a chiyuv to hire a melamed to teach your child and grandchild gan tzarach. That's a chiyuv. Mashe ein kein, that's toshe b'chsav, toshe b'al peh. That's a mitzvah. I was no chiyuv to pay, no chiyuv to hire. If you can get somebody to do it for nothing, then you've got to sort it out. And if you can't, too bad. Although it's still a mitzvah, and if you can afford it, then you should pay for it, to get his grandchild, limud of Torah Shabbat Peh. But if you can't, he's putter. Although he's the halacha, strictly speaking. He hasn't got, he's atonished. The nafkamina chapzich legaber is the old shala everybody asks, was can you use masa money for school fees? So there's a klal that masa money you can't use to pay for something that you have an obligation to pay for. At bar mitzvah you've got to pay for, you can't use masa money for it, or any obligation for that matter. So if you need a teacher, you've got to pay school fees for Torah Sheh Bichsav. To learn to teach yourself, you can't use masa money for it, because that's you've got a chiv. So you can't pay your chiv for masa money. If you've got a child who's learning Torah Baal Peh, learning Mishnayis, so for the shurim of Mishnayis he's got, or Gemara, or Chedoma, you've got no chiv to pay. There's a fee for it, rather, but you've got no chiv to pay. So in Leila, you can use mass money for it. Use mass money for it. Even for Teresh B'chassav, where there's a chiv to pay, what happens if you can't afford the fees? You can't afford to pay. So you can make an agreement. Your zikr should pay something out of income. This is zikr. Oba, you can say the balance, which you can't afford, you make an agreement with the moysid that I will pay that out of massa. I'll give you a donation for Masa. Does Pashas come in your machen? Even for Torah Shebal Peh, where you can take it out of Masa because you're hungry to pay, but the Masa, there's some things which the children are getting from the tuition system which are not dafka liver that Torah Mamash. There's other things. The overheads, everything's involved in running a Moisid. So, Avada, there also, if you want to pay for Masa, always make the agreement to the Moisid. Because then, let's say the fees are £100 a month. So it's just figures, yeah. £100 a month. And you can't afford more than £50 a month. So you can say to them, look, I can't afford £50 a month, more than £50 a month. I'll give you £50 a month. That'll pay as a chiv, for my chiv. The other £50, I'll sort it out from master money for you. So the school agrees. Why shouldn't they? So that's all right. But you can't do that without the school's agreement. Because if even Tosh Balpeh, if you're a mechayev yourself, you obligate yourself to pay the fees of £100 a month. So you're chayev that fee. So you can't now pay it for master money. Because then you'd be paying a chiv with master money. You can't do that. So it's very, very important always, if you want to use master money to pay towards tuition, always make sure to make an agreement with the moysed. If they'll agree, they'll accept your master money. I can't think of a reason why they shouldn't. Kenneth isn't. They've got to agree. You've got to agree. If they don't agree, you can't pay the money from Masa. Alright, so out come. See you there. Next week.
What's the thing? What's that agreement?
No, but you say my agreement to pay. You agree that my agreement to pay is only £50.
Yeah.
Okay.